But you have to go into this knowing this is not a huge money-making scheme.
Yeah.
This is a passion.
If I ever win the lottery, I'm going to open one of these. This is a bougie, bougie place.
It is.
And it's right up my alley. Hi, y'all. Welcome to Buddies Besties. My name is Layla, and today we are going to talk with Caroline Stovall. You might recognize her from another episode, but you have so much interesting information, and you have just such a cool background. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit more. So I couldn't talk forever, so we're going to talk again on another episode.
Well, it's really nice to be here.
Thank you so much for staying late and doing this with me. So you have one of the coolest things that I keep saying to my husband, if I ever win the lottery, I'm going to open one of these. So you have a cat cafe.
We do.
Okay, so tell me the name.
It's Whiskers and Soda.
Whiskers and Soda. And so do you only serve Whiskers and Soda, or do you serve other things?
Well, it's a really cool concept. So we wanted to really create a true cafe. And so we serve coffee, and we have all the special names of all the specialized coffees. They've all got cat names.
Oh my gosh, wait. So give me a couple examples.
A cattuccino.
I love that, a cattuccino, okay. I'm forever gonna do that now at Starbucks. I'll have a cattuccino and they'll look at me like I'm crazy, but that's fine.
And also we serve cakes and pastries.
Okay.
So you can come in and grab a great coffee, a pastry, and sit and have a cat come, or many cats come and sit on your lap or around you, or try and drink your coffee or eat your cake. They do that a lot.
Just like home.
They have no manners.
No, just like at home. They don't care, especially if you've got some kind of like turkey cake, then you're in really big trouble.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was the thinking behind that? Like, is this like a passion project for you?
So I can tell you, I'm a president of a cat rescue, a Voice for All Paws. Our limiting factor is space. So we can only save cats when we have foster homes. We've been traditionally a foster-based organization. And so that limits the amount of cats that you can actually take in. And so the number of emails we get every single day pleading for us to take a pregnant cat or a cat with kittens, or even, you know, if they're moving and can't take their cats with them. And unless we have an available foster, we just can't take them. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, so what do we need to do? And I always I've traveled across the world. I mean, in England, there are great cat cafes. And so I just decided that this was something that Dallas-Fort Worth was missing, something really great where the animals are healthy. And also it helps socialize them. So if you imagine, some of these cats are pretty shy. They've only ever lived in one home or, you know, with one person. So bringing a cat into an environment where there are lots of people all of the time, that means they're very confident, they're very social. And sometimes it takes them a while to adjust. But I can tell you, some of the cats that we've had adopted from there have been cats that, you know, if we don't have great pictures on the website, doctors would not be able to interact with them.
Sure.
Then they have to choose them off a website. So coming into an environment where they can meet the cats and interact with the cats and, you know, just bond with them, it just makes such a huge difference for all the adoptions.
I love it. So how long has it been open?
We opened in March of 2023, so
okay,
almost 1 year.
Okay, and how many cats have you adopted out from that?
Well, last year the organization adopted out 628. So if you imagine, not all from the cafe, but that's double the amount that we adopted the previous year. And so, and the hope is that we can get pretty close to 1,000 over a period of time over the next year. We've adopted 140 already in 2024.
That's amazing.
Many of those are from the cafe.
Okay, so 2024, if you're watching this, it could be at any moment, right? But this is only February. In real time.
Yes.
So in 2 months,
yes,
you've adopted out 140 cats,
yes,
out of the cat cafe.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I'm very proud.
I would be too. You should be very proud. And I think it's really amazing. I promise I'm not going to burst into tears, but I just think that's amazing. because this is really a labor of love. This is not an easy thing that you do.
It really is. And I mean, it's taken a lot of effort. I mean, I have a full-time job, but still this is something that I'm very, very passionate about. And we don't just want to adopt cats out. We want to adopt healthy cats.
Right.
And so, you know, we actually bought two buildings. The first one was a cat cafe and it's got luxury boarding attached. And then the back building is more boarding, but we also have an AVAP, a voice for all paws, clinic, isolation rooms, and some boarding, which means that in an emergency, if somebody comes to us with a mom and babies, then we can take them in and keep them there until we can find a foster.
So do the cats that are at the cat cafe sleep at the boarding?
No. They stay in the cat cafe.
They stay in the cat cafe.
Yes.
So they live in a cat cafe.
Yes. No, they don't live there very long, most of them.
That's a good thing.
But they, I mean, there are so many comfortable spots for them to sit. You know, there's sofas, there's cat sofas, there's shelves, there's beds. They're living the life of luxury, believe me.
I feel like, is it okay if we come there at some point?
Absolutely.
And video? I really want to go to this cat cafe. I will probably come out with five more cats. But I think it would be really cool to see. I think that's so neat. It feels like it's a cartoon, story made.
So, and here's the other thing. Not everybody who comes to the cafe wants to adopt. Right, so there may be a family member that's actually allergic, or
sure.
some reason why they can't. Their living situation means that they can't adopt a cat. But how great is it that they can come and stay there for a little while, and the kids get to interact with some cats and just have a lot of fun. I think it solves a lot of problems for a lot of people.
Sure.
And also, you know, you can bring your kids there and see how they interact with cats. And if they're not quite ready, then you'll tell them, you know, we still have to wait a little while.
Yeah. You know, I have a friend, his name is Tom, and he loves cats, and his wife is allergic. So I think I might bring Tom with me when we come.
It's
and a perfect I think
situation.
He would love it.
Yes.
He'd be really, really excited.
Yes.
So that's great. Tell me about funding this passion project, because that has to be super challenging. How do you fund not just the cat cafe, but just how do you fund all of these rescue cats? Because you guys are responsible for medical bills and
right.
food and
right.
all kinds
right.
of things that come up out of nowhere.
For sure. I will tell you that the cat cafe is all personal funding. So this is something that, you know, my husband and I have done together. It was like 2023 was very challenging financially because, you know, when we do things, we do it right. And we make sure that it's, top notch. And we had a veterinary practice, a firm that bills structures for veterinary practices. And we had them do our remodeling.
Wow.
And so even the boarding has it's each room has its own air conditioning, so nothing can be transmissible.
This is a bougie place.
It is.
And it's right up my alley, I gotta tell you. I'm all about the bougie,
yeah.
So I am coming.
So for the cat cafe, it was all personal funding. We hire cat care and people who understand how to look after animals. The cafe kind of runs itself, it kind of sustains itself, but then the main reason for that is, you know, just increase adoptions. Now on the rescue side, we have to do a lot of fundraising.
Sure.
If you imagine, we take on a lot of big cases. So I'm gonna give you one example. We were contacted by somebody in South Dallas where they told us that somebody was keeping six cats in a closet. And they'd lived there for a year and a half.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, it's a pretty terrible story. And a lot of the time, you don't really know what you're walking into. And so, we pulled those. We went. They gave them to us. And so, they were all underweight. They were all a little antisocial. But we have a room where they're now flourishing. We put them into boarding first, and we expanded their world slowly. So we put them into a smaller boarding room, then a bigger boarding room, and now they're in a big room with a window, which they've never seen before. And
oh.
And so if you can imagine that takes a lot of resources.
Sure.
And a lot of big cases that come to us. So we do a lot of fundraising. Obviously the adoption fees pay for the work that we do on those cats.
Sure.
We have to fix them. We have to vaccinate them. We register the microchips ourselves because a lot of adopters don't necessarily do that. And so that's all included in the adoption fee.
Right. So you said you have luxury boarding. So does that mean I could bring my cat and board my cat there?
Absolutely.
Yes.
There is a TV that shows cat TV. There's a camera.
It shows Buddy?
It does. And there's a camera so you can watch them the whole time. The rooms are glorious and large because I would never board my cats anywhere because
I never have either because I've never seen
cages.
Yes, they're in tiny little cages and I don't know what else is going on there.
Absolutely.
So this is really interesting. Yeah. So now when you board, what's an average amount of time someone would board their cat? Because I know for dogs seem to be fine with boarding. It's like they get to go to hang out with their friends, I think, more than anything. And they really adapt to it pretty easily, I think, most dogs. But I don't feel like cats. I had read somewhere that you're better off when you move to leave your cat in the home and have them get a new owner than it is to actually move them. And I will tell you, when I drive my cat somewhere, like to the vet, it is not a pleasant experience.
Oh, I totally get that.
Yeah, so how does it work? How long do people normally board their cats?
So it varies.
Okay.
So it can be one or two nights to 2 weeks.
Wow.
And I can tell you, it's a very different experience. So if you come, there's climbing shelves, there's walls, there's a sofa, it's a very wonderful experience. And our volunteers and the people who run the cafe go in and spend some time with them. We can also do medical boarding. So if they need shots or, you know, some medication, we can do that too.
Okay.
We have a lot of people who are experienced doing that. And so, yeah, it's just a very different experience. I will tell you, I would have never bored my cats before this. I built something where I would be comfortable boarding my cats. And if I'll board my cats, I know other people will too. But it's called Griffin Rock Cat Retreat. We call it a retreat rather than boarding.
I love it. So I was reading an article the other day. I read a lot about cats. They really are like my love. So I was reading an article the other day about Meowga. Have you ever heard of this? So it's yoga, people doing yoga, and then they have cats that kind of climb on you. And I'm obsessed with trying this. I wonder if you do it at the cat cafe, or you would want to do it at the cat cafe. But I was reading this article, and this woman said, well, when the cat comes and like sits on you, that's it for the yoga. You just have to sit in that position.
We're actually doing it for the first time in just a couple of weeks.
I can't wait to hear about how that is.
Yes. I will definitely let you know.
You have to keep me posted on that. I would really love to see it. I might come and participate. That would be really great. So tell me a little bit about how, if I wanted to come to the cat cafe, can I just walk in off the street? Do I have to go through a registration process? Like, how does that work?
That's a really good question. So we have various methods of doing this. We actually have 700 members. So they pay a monthly fee, which goes towards the rescue. The membership allows you to book in advance. So you can, if you know you want to bring, you know, yourself and five friends, it's really great to be able to do that because at the weekends we get pretty busy. You can walk in off the street and that allows us to, but that's subject to availability.
Sure.
And then you have to pay a fee to come in. And we ask you to wear little booties so you're not walking anything in from the streets.
That makes sense.
And then you get to hang out and have a coffee and some food if you want to.
Amazing. That's amazing. So tell me a little bit about this isn't the first time I've heard about a cat cafe. So you said in England they're very popular. I've seen very few and far between in the States. So can you tell me a little bit about what it's like? I know the rescues all network together.
Yeah.
Do you have cat cafes? Like, do you guys all communicate on what's happening and stay up on things? Or is it more of a siloed?
So this is a very interesting story. So when we were opening up, there was a lot of things that we learned as we went. And so we contacted a lot of cat rescues across the United States. So New York, Seattle, California, not a single person would speak to us. It was the craziest thing. And so we get contacted often and we always make time to speak to them. A lot of people want to open them, but don't know or understand a lot of the things that you really need to think about. The way we look at this is if the more there are, the more cats get adopted and the more we can get cats off the street.
Yeah.
So it's the strangest thing.
I think it's interesting. And I think that, you know, people don't often think about the actual end game for you is to just get cats adopted.
It's the only thing I care
about. You're not trying
to
be in the restaurant business.
100%. We do not make money at this. I can promise you. It does sustain itself. The rescue, you know, without real fundraising, we still have to, Texas North Giving Day, that's always a big funding day. You know, there's a lot of fundraising that we have to do when we have big cases. We have a lot of amputations or very serious cases. We're definitely not in this to be in the restaurant business. The only thing we care about is adopting healthy cats to adopters, and that's our number one. Always, my biggest thing is adopting healthy cats. So we go above and beyond to make sure that they're healthy before they're adopted.
It's amazing. So I would imagine that when you went to the Board of Health or the business license folks and said, I want to have a restaurant that has animals in it, I would imagine that got some question scratched heads, maybe must be extra hurdles and things like that. So do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, that was a challenge. I can tell you the city do not like animals with coffee. It's so dangerous.
Yeah.
And so we had to jump through a lot of hurdles to get to the point where we could serve coffee or make coffee and serve food. So sure. There's a lot of regulations, mm-hmm. a lot of health and safety, and we know. Now, a lot of officials at the city, but I also believe that they understand that we're trying to do something good. We bought a derelict building, so we're trying to improve the area. We're also trying to help the community. I try and keep as many cats with owners. We get so many emails every single day about not being able to afford, to get a cat fixed. And so, you know, we will do that also if it can keep the cat in the home. I think the city and the officials, I think they understand we're trying to do good. It still doesn't mean that we can skirt around the rules.
Absolutely.
We still have to, follow those and we're actually having to make some renovations right now. But yes, it's been a challenge.
Yeah. But you did it.
Oh, we do. One thing about me, you'll always know. I will always achieve what I want to achieve, but we did it. And I'm super excited. It just, all it means is there's going to be more healthy animals in homes by the end of 2024. Super excited.
So I'm super curious. We are in Dallas. We live in DFW. But if you are outside of Dallas, what are some tips you can give to folks that want to do this? Because this is a really interesting, fun.
It is. I will tell you, it takes a lot of planning.
Yep.
So it took us a long time to find the right building. My husband was very skeptical that this was even going to sustain itself.
Oh, the husbands.
Oh, yes.
I know.
And so he wanted to buy a building instead of rent because he was worried that we wouldn't be able to, we'd tie ourselves into a big lease. I will tell you, there's so much interest in cat cafes. People come from all over the country. And when they're visiting Dallas, we get people from out of town coming to visit. So what I would say is, depending on your budget, just find a good location. Make sure that you keep it clean. I've been in a number of cat cafes that, are not, don't smell super sanitary. But to me, that's our number one priority, keeping the cats healthy. If you notice anything, then, just pull them straight away. If you see anything, just make sure that, get those cats out of there. But deal with the city. The city is the number one, your number one priority.
Yeah.
You have to go talk to them first. I will tell you that they issued us a certificate of occupancy and we were very honest with them, but they didn't really get it. So you have to be very clear with them exactly what you're doing. And if you're not going to serve or make coffee, then that's different. If you're not going to serve food, that's different. But you need an area where you can, provide drinks. And maybe some things are a little bit different. But you have to go into this knowing this is not a huge money-making scheme.
Yeah.
This is a passion. This is about getting cats adopted. And, I would love to do that full-time, but unfortunately, I have a real job.
Yes.
But it's all consuming. So at the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, I'm there doing intake and making sure the cats are healthy, and just making sure that, you know, we want everything to be pristine. And and it takes a lot of time and effort. You have to be very dedicated to do this.
Are you taking cats in from multiple rescues? Are you finding all these? I mean, I'm sure having a lot of cats there is not a problem, because we all know everywhere, you know, there's strays everywhere that need homes, which is why we're doing all of this, right? You, me, everyone that we talk to. So how do you get all of these cats?
It's a really good question. So a lot of the time we go to shelters. We have a lot of emails every single day asking for to surrender their cats to us. Facebook and social media, there are people advertising cats and kittens constantly that are not fixed. And so I try and stay off social media now, but I get sent screenshots.
You just get more cats that way.
Yes. So I'm constantly fielding questions. And I handle all of intake. So, but also, we work with other rescues too. You know, if they have cats and trappers, so the folks that do TNR, the trap, neuter, release, I mean, they will find friendly cats. And, they, you know, they often talk to us. And because we have boarding rooms, we can take them in and get them fixed. And so we can get cats from everywhere. And also, the other thing, which is kind of crazy, but we have a transport every Monday that comes from South Texas on the border of Mexico. And they transport cats and dogs to DFW so they can come to the rescues here.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah, it's...
So they're literally getting shipped in every day.
Every
no
single
shortage.
Day. There's, believe me, there
no
is
shortage.
No shortage. And we're kind of coming into kitten season now, which is very stressful for all rescues. And we try really, really hard to get as many adults as we can adopted right now, because the kittens are easy to adopt, but the adults, they just need a chance. And this is the perfect time for them, usually between January and the middle of March. And we try and get as many adopted as possible.
I hope you adopt a million cats out, and I hope you get all the funding you need. And if you are anywhere near it, people should come visit. But let's give your website so people can go and take a peek and donate. Or you had some really cute merch on there. I'm a merch person, so you have really cute merch on there. I'm going to have to get some of that. But what is your website?
It's www.whiskersandsoda.com.
So great. Thank you so much for staying extra with me and hanging out, answering so many questions about the Cat Cafe. I'm going to come in from yoga. I really am. I promise. Folks, thanks for joining us today. And remember, adopt, don't shop.